A video version of this podcast is available at AboundingJoy.com and also on our YouTube pages.
Now, when we think about that a little bit, we can sort of understand that strong reaction to the Christian message, and maybe even understand a little bit some of the terrible persecution that was leveled against these Christians, if we just think about it. Listen, guys, this is important. I want you to understand this. I think you probably intuitively already do, but maybe we need to verbalize it. Every human being, every person who's ever lived, has something in his or her life that's the most important thing in the world to him or her. And if that something happens to be something besides the true God, they're worshiping an idol, you see? Or maybe sometimes more than one, idols. Unless God's working in people's hearts, preparing the way for them to repent and to trust Jesus, what people will usually do when their idols are threatened is they get mad, they get angry, they get upset, they resent that. Because that's the most important thing in their life, and you're kind of attacking that thing or that person. And you see, without Christ, we all have idols of some kind, something or someone that's of paramount importance to us. Well, in those days, for many of them, it was their much-loved gods and goddesses in the Greek and Roman pantheon. And for many, many of them, it was the emperor himself. In the case of the Jews, it was often their law and their traditions. So their beloved idols, idols that they adored and worshiped, were under attack because the Christians were coming along and saying, you can't worship that stuff. You can't worship those people. That's not the true God. There's only one true God. His name is Jesus. Jesus is God. He's risen from the dead. And by the way, guys, not much has changed. It's pretty much the same today. People today just kind of worship different idols. Many, many people today are taught to worship the idol of self. They think of themselves as sovereign over their own lives. They think they get to make their own decisions about what's right and what's wrong. They get to decide. It's like they're their own little God. And then we Christians come along and we say, wait a minute, you don't get to be your own God. You don't get to make those decisions about what's right and what's wrong. There is a true God. He's real. He's alive. He's the one that tells us what's right and what's wrong. We just all have to repent. Well, many people get very angry when you talk to them like that. We try to be gracious and kind as we say it, but we got to speak the truth in love, hopefully. But the idea is, how dare you try to tell me that I'm not sovereign over my own life, that I can't be my own God? When Christians give logical and excellent answers to that question, they just can't be tolerated. At least that's the way many people feel. Some people feel they'll go to almost any length to shut Christians up. Well, that's what was happening to these early Christians. And for many of them, the way that they were shut up is they were put to death.